should have this compassion. And
yes, I think if they had been here and taken a small baby in their arms, like I did yesterday, almost frozen, and risking their lives, families getting separated, and this is a tragedy, and I don't understand why people don't get it. They're not escaping just to get better jobs or financial security. They're risking their lives just to get to safety, and we actually have an obligation to help them, and the world isn't reacting. So I'm a bit angry about it.
What was it like carrying that frozen baby who just got off that boat yesterday? What was that like for you? That must have been hard.
Yes, I just didn't really know what to do, so I get a bit panicked myself, because I'm not very well trained either with hypothermia. But it went okay, and thank goodness there are people here to help, because if there hadn't have been anyone here to meet them, it might not have gone well.
Just describe the look on these people's faces as they're arriving into the beach here. And, you know, they've just crossed the sea. It's really, really wild out there today. You know, what do their faces look like when you see them?
I think some people are in shock, and that even mothers and fathers have trouble actually reacting and knowing what to do, because some of them don't even know where they are. And they've maybe been forced into the boat at gunpoint. We've heard some terrible stories about the Turkish Coast Guard shooting boats after they get out in the water, and they have to swim back
and
pay for a new boat. So their faces they're terrified, they're relieved, they're crying, they're hugging us.
At the same time, many people, the first thing they say is, "How are you?" And we often experience that they don't reach out for your hand before you reach out for them. So they're very scared.
They are scared. And they don't know what's ahead of them. And actually the process ahead of them, that's very heart-wrenching as well, because the process ahead is a long walk and a lot of waiting and nowhere to sleep and inhumane conditions in the camps. So where is the world right now? Where are the big organizations? There should be a lot more done.